Hi, everybody, and welcome back. My name is Felicia. That's my name.
I'm Viv.
And welcome back to the Lucid Dream Podcast.
Yes.
So this is our second part to the lead up of the new season of The Challenge.
Yeah, we're talking about the last two eras. Because yes. We were like talking about all the new contestants for this season and, you know, how we feel about them. Maybe this is not the most informational, but this is a girly pop discussion.
We're having a girly pop discussion. If you're down.
Era 3.
Stick with us.
The game changers, if you will. Mm-hmm. Do you think that name suits them or they're trying their best?
I think they're trying their best. But, let's get into the people, and then we'll assess whether they've changed up the game.
Yeah, because, like, it's going to bother me. Because, you know, it's like 40 contestants, 40 legends. Relax, MTV. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
Relax. Okay. However, I would consider the first male that we're going to talk about a legend, Leroy.
Leroy, yes. We're always rooting for Leroy.
The best player to not win.
Yes.
I'd say he's up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think he's one of the challenge staples. I love seeing him. He's actually, him and Nani are the reason why I got into the challenge, because I watched their Real World season, which forgot everything about it. But after watching their Real World season, saw that they were going to be on the challenge, then I started watching the challenge. Mm-hmm. So this is my era. This is when I started watching.
I think technically with me, it would be era one. But mm-hmm. when those people came in, they were new. I didn't give a fuck about them. I gave a fuck about the compilations I saw and the people I knew from mm-hmm. those compilations, which is this era.
Yeah.
So I stayed for this era. But I guess technically I started watching in the newer seasons.
Yeah.
But Leroy is someone we've always rooted for. Every time he doesn't win, we get so mad.
Yeah.
Every time he's in an elimination, we're running across the room.
Yeah. Oh my God. I run across the room when Leroy's in an elimination because I'm always rooting for him. He just like, he gives off like, he's a good fucking guy and he deserves to win.
Was it Double Agents where he was versus Jay in that elimination?
Yeah.
Where with the rope?
He took off. They made that challenge, that elimination makes so much longer than it actually was, because once I saw the whole thing, if you like edit out all the slow motions of the oh my god,
everyone's like, is he gonna do it?
This is crazy. If you edit all that out, he really just smoked him. He was still on the other side when Leroy finished.
Yeah, Leroy, phew. And Leroy, we know, is one of TJ's favorites. And TJ, like, I don't know if he said it or not, but he is just always so excited to see Leroy, because I think he has a good reputation.
Yeah, especially with like apparently casting crew also really like him. When I saw like the one of the challenge like, you know, after they were just talking about the challenge, they were like, Leroy is one of the nicest people. Normally when people lose an elimination, us on the producer's end, we're expecting some sort of like, fuck this, fuck that, you know,
fuck
some sort
you.
Of aggression. You just lost.
Yeah.
Each and every time Leroy loses an elimination, he looks at, you know, the director, he looks at everyone, and he's like, thanks for having me. And he's Ali by Thali. He's never,
he's bitter. Always been humble, even when he's just like, I can do this, I'm that guy. Like, he's, like, so, like, down to earth, and that, you know, goes a long way. Like, there's never been a bad thing to say about Leroy.
No. Love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only bad thing is that he's, like, best friends with Bananas, and you know.
Yeah.
Banana's enemies become his enemies.
Yeah. Remember when Leroy fell in the water? We talk about it all the time. Remember when Leroy fell in the water and
oh yes. It was like he had to jump from like car to car. Was this like,
that was crazy.
I think it was before Dirty 30 or after Dirty 30.
It was right after.
Yeah. And it looked like a crazy challenge to be a part of anyway. And he hit that water bad, I remember. Yeah. Like, even Kyle was like, other contestants wanted to jump in to save him.
Yeah. Kyle was like, oh, I'm about to jump in there. I thought that was a little funny. Yeah, no. I was like, damn. Luckily he ended up being all right. Apparently while he was like in the car, he was like, call my girlfriend, and the producer was like, you don't have a girlfriend, Lee.
<There's> no... He was like, oh, call my girlfriend.
Oh, can you call my girlfriend?
So that's a concussion.
Yeah, he got a little ouchy. Yeah, it was an ouchy.
Now this is when it gets really hard for me as a fan, because like there's so many faves, and I'm like, Leroy's one where I really want him to get his first win.
Yeah,
because although like an era one, I love Darrell as well. Yeah. He got wins. Leroy don't got a win, so he's like one I'd root for more. There's more like a bit more like to root for.
I mean, with the team, he has a pretty stacked team, so I wouldn't be surprised. Because the next one is Jordan.
This crazy son of a bitch.
Yes, he's at his ups and downs, but you know, I'm always excited to see him because he's a crazy competitor.
I'd say he has more ups, and I think he's gotten like better with age.
Oh no, personality wise.
Oh, personality is I'd say he's still on the up. He's getting at least, I'd say he's a little calmer. He used to be so much more angrier.
Oh, he's on the ups. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He used to have some downs, but now he's mostly up.
Crazy. I mean, like, what was it? It was his hubrisness. Remember him versus Bananas in Elimination? He flipped all those cards. He's like, funny. I'm going in. And then he failed.
Yeah.
Failed.
You know, he humbled himself that day. That was great.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Because in that elimination, when he lost, he's just like, because everyone's like, you gave up like $500,000 for the, because, you know, there was a chance you weren't going to go in.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, my integrity, my word is worth $500,000. Okay.
It's
congratulations. Not. I don't know how to feel. We're different people.
You know what? No, I would do that.
No.
No.
But I'd say Jordan, like, I'd say he's definitely a game changer. He was like,
oh yeah,
he is definitely like a new, like, I think close to like a staple of the challenge.
Oh, he absolutely is. Yeah. I think like even when he's not there, there's talks about him. Yeah, he's a goat. He's a well-known champ.
Remember when he fell from the sky and he still completed that final?
Yeah, he's crazy.
He won that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he fell out of a fucking plane.
Yeah. Wild. Wild. That's Dirty 30.
Was that Dirty 30?
Yeah, that was Tori's first one.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. That was the one where Camilla won, too. That she won that one. Yeah. I'm glad not to see Camilla.
Yeah. No, was Dirty 30 Tori's first one?
Yeah.
Should Tori be in this one? Oh, I guess they
did. Tori is in this one.
No, in the next one.
No. She's in this one because I guess that's where she falls in the seasons. Because now we're getting the seasons between 31 to 40.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no.
So 31.
The first era was 1 to 10. The second era is 11 to 20. So this is between 21 to 30. So she does...
So
30, yeah.
So she's an in between.
By a hair.
Yeah. Lee was kind of an in-betweener, too, because, like, I think it was 21-ish?
A cusper.
Cusping.
But, like, what was it? Jordan is definitely, this is a motherfucker you want to go home immediately.
Yeah, no, you gotta go.
Immediately.
Yeah.
He is so good at, he's like another CT.
Yeah.
Just shorter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Because, like, he's great at physical. He's great at outsmarting. He's good at, like assessing his competitor and seeing what they're good at and what they're not.
Remember the one with the rope?
Yeah, he was against Josh.
Yeah. And he's like, he was definitely in the disadvantage. I keep forgetting Jordan, he's missing three fingers. It's like, he was at a disadvantage, and I remember him saying that. I was like, why? Oh. And he was like, so now I'm going to have to outsmart him. And, wow, he did. He's really something.
And I remember when he came back as, like, an assassin for season 39, and he fucking spanked, I forget what was his name. It wasn't Callum. It was a blonde one.
You're right.
I don't remember his name, but he didn't have to go that hard. Didn't have to. And him in the confessionals, like, if you're going to...
Too.
Yeah, cat and mouse.
Yeah.
And I like, in the confessional, Jordan's like if you're a champion, like what was it? You should be able to outsmart me. You're being an asshole. He's doing a lot. Yeah. The way he was just going around him. Mm-hmm. Jordan barely looked tired.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's like he stays up all night. He has this in the backyard. Mm-hmm. He does it all the time. So, yeah, no. But I liked watching it. When he was, like, the first, like, assassin to come out with the, you gotta beat the best. And to be the first one out, he really was like, damn.
Yeah.
That was crazy to start off with him.
It was crazy.
I feel like they started off with a big gun, then they landed somewhere in the middle, and they ended with another big gun.
I would like Jordan more if he didn't have that, like, macho talk. Like, every time he's in, a confessional, he's just like, this game, well... this game, you'll reach your limit in this game. You have to be built like me. You have to be in it. You have to be locked. Like, I'm tired. Almost every confessional's like yeah. that. And
it's
tired.
Like, I feel like him and, like, there's just certain people. He has this thing where he just repeats all the time in the confessional. Bananas has this thing where he just repeats all the time in the, mm-hmm. In the confessional. And Kyle also has this thing that he just repeats all the time in the confessional. Bananas has the wow. He does this thing where he's like all is fair, love, war, and the challenges. And then when he gets to the confessional, I can't believe this callous broad did this to me. This is the craziest thing.
It is.
You
so funny.
Are the worst person to ever play this game. You are not good. Like the back and forth. And Jordan's like, I'm on like a different level. The way you have to be in this game, in this house. That's what Jordan
it's
does
mentally,
all the time.
Physically, psychologically, emotionally, sexually in this game. Like,
yes, I am fucking this game right now.
That's how he gets off when he watches himself on the challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's rumors that there's an actor like that. He has to listen to his movies to get off. And supposedly it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why is that so not surprising? Why is that so not fucking
surprising? Is Jordan the Leonardo DiCaprio? No, I won't say that. I think one of my...
He has to feel big and bad. Like, I am the actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. I am Big Gun.
I am the guy.
I'm that one.
Well, I mean, Jordan... The thing is with Jordan, his shit talk, he can match up to it and then some.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And then I was going to say, and then Kyle's thing is, I got a lot of heart. You know, I might not be the toughest. Might not be the smartest. We love to
but
say
we got
that.
Hot.
Got hot. We love to say that shit all the time.
I think one of my favorite moments of Jordan is when he got fed up with Turbo and he just started mocking him because he knew Turbo's fucking anger was going to send him home, which was it.
Yeah.
And people are like, Jordan, you're such an asshole. It's just like, and? I don't like him.
I mean.
Your phone.
Yeah. I disagree. Turbo shouldn't be on anything. I think he shouldn't do sports. I actually think he needs to go to sleep. Like, just, like, not go to sleep permanently.
He needs to, like, he needs to die.
He needs to go to sleep, watch some TV, get some therapy, and then maybe think about, you know, maybe run. Go on a run. Go on a jog.
I think he does that. I don't...
In a therapeutic way.
Receive the help. Touch some grass.
Touch some grass. Receive the help you so desperately need. Because the way Turbo acted just ain't okay. Even if Jordan was barely egging him on. I'm gonna be honest. What Jordan was doing was funny. It was, like, in an essence to egg him on. But he was being egged on by shit that wasn't even, like,
I know. Relevant. It didn't make sense. Yeah. And, like, part of me, like, felt bad of, like, is it, like, a full language barrier? And, like, also, like, how is he raised, you know, in this different country, different culture? And it seemed like the challenge, socially or politically, Turbo don't got that. Mm-mm. He just got the physical aspect of it. Yeah. But that's not the challenge. No. Like, you can't just be there and beat the shit out of people. That's it's boxing. Like, it's not, yeah. It's not the challenge. So I don't know. We had great moments, you know, Pussy Chicken.
Pussy Chicken was really funny.
But. Turbo aside, what was it? The next of Era 3, Devin.
He's good at mocking people. This is by far the funniest person on the, like, challenge. He is so funny.
I was rewatching some of his best moments, and a lot of them didn't even involve, like, the challenge. It was how he spoke to people.
No, what's 1 + 1? Go.
No, he said, what's, like, 7 × 8 to, like, Josh?
What's 7 × 8? Go.
And he's like, get the fuck away from me. I just want to know. Like, Big Brother sucks. Or, like, when he, and I think it was his first challenge, and when he was pulling out skulls. It's like, you and me versus pulling skulls. Which one of us is going to pull the white skull?
Because, like, Bananas was getting all pissed at him. He was like, Bananas was like, I can kick your ass. Really? Can you kick my ass? You and me pull skulls. Let's see who gets out of it.
Or in Dirty 30, when Corey immediately sent him into the redemption house, and Corey's like, I can't trust Devin. Devin's like, yeah, I was going to befriend you, then stab you in the back. That was absolutely my plan. Yeah. Or, like, in Double Agents, I forgot this moment. The other Amber, not the one that won, the mm-hmm. other Amber. What was it? Devin was talking to Big T, and they were having a heart-to-heart, and he's like, Big T's amazing. She's, like, resilient. I am a Big T stan. And Amber's annoying, so I'm just going to tell her to leave. And he's like, yeah, Amber, get the fuck out of here. Like, yo, what a switch. Like, what a switch. Amber's like, I'm not leaving. It's like, no one wants you here. And Big T's like, my God, what just happened? I'm like, I forgot that happened. What a whiplash.
Yo, Devin's mad funny to me. He's just funny.
But it's so funny because that same season where he's shitting on Josh, he, like, fucked up a challenge. Because he was just like, oh, of course, Josh, pulling a Josh move. And then, like, it was like the helicopter. You're supposed to get the rope. He missed the rope entirely. And he was just like, maybe I should shut up a little bit.
Maybe I run my mouth too much.
He's like, I pulled a Josh move.
Talking too much shit. Oops. Oh, that's so funny. Maybe I should shut my fucking mouth. Maybe. I don't know.
You know a hot take that a lot of the fans have, like, online and Reddit, is that Devin is the new Wes. I think Devin is funnier and maybe not as physically strong.
He's not as physically strong. I think he makes up for it in, like, he has a good strategy.
Oh, yeah. He's super smart.
And I think, like, he, like, works his ass off. Like, I mean, looking at him now, he's, like, he got some muscles going. I mean, it's not like... he's just not naturally as gifted as that as maybe some other competitors, but, like, he does his best.
He's admitted to himself, like, he's just like, I know my limitations. That's why he's just like, listen, if the brawn don't work, it's the brain.
Yeah. Get that.
And that's worked. Moving, it's worked a lot for him.
Yeah. I like Devin. I used to not like Devin so much. I grew to like him more.
He was very obnoxious. I remember with the whole, like, Sarah versus Bananas thing, that reunion, he was so frustrating to me. Because it just feel like it just sounded like, I hate Bananas, so I'm not going to be on his side.
I hate it when people try to pull out the moral card when they're not that moral.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what I'm saying. He was, like, all upset with, like, fucking
just, like, the comparison's different. They weren't on the same team, and now they were on the same team. And I'm just like, well, it's still bad because they were friends. And even in, like, well, I'm not gonna get too much into the whole Sarah thing, but Sarah, even in her apology to Bananas, was like, I put money over a friendship there. Sarah, you fucked up first, and then Bananas wanted to fuck you over back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And also, it's like, I remember with that whole thing when Bananas said that horrible thing to him about his mom. It's like, but oh, brought that out of him. You were, like, intentionally,
oh my goodness,
like, provoking him to hit you. And I don't know why you would do that, because I never seen Banana get, like, into a physical altercation with anyone from the seasons I've watched. What I've had seen is he has a tongue that will give you whiplash. So you put him in the corner, and he says some foul shit, and I just feel like I don't... It was a horrible thing to say. Would I have said it? Had you had backed me into that corner? I don't know. I can be a cunt when I'm backed into a corner.
Here's my thing. Devin is egging on Bananas. Well, first he thought that Corey slipped. Corey absolutely body slammed Tony.
Okay, hold on. I kind of loved him for that. He was like, it's funny because Devin saw the whole thing. Because, like, he slept.
No, because in the confessional when they were like, no, let's, like, he sat down with the iPad. They watched and he was like, oh, I didn't see that. I did not see that. Yeah. Like, Corey, like, yeah, he was like, Yeah, Corey definitely fucking, because Corey, it was Corey with the leg and then boom. But Devin immediately, he slipped.
No, because he slipped.
It's like, I trust my partner, he slipped. But like, that whole thing was really hard to watch, because yeah, Devin doesn't like bananas. And so another reason to not like him, his partner's about to go home, egging him. Devin, like, in that like moment, what were you expecting? You already hate bananas. You think he's a terrible person. In your eyes, he's done terrible things. And you're gagged, he said something terrible?
Yeah.
And I think it's, I mean, like, the shock of it all is because it was so recent. It was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
The confessional,
this is like, this is a horrible situation to be in.
Yeah. And when a reunion came about, I mean, it's still fresh. But you could tell Bananas wasn't sorry. Even when he said sorry, he wasn't sorry.
I don't know. I don't think Bananas was right at all for saying that.
But he didn't want to be.
No.
That's the thing when y'all argue with Bananas, and I know that's Era too. We talked about Bananas. Like, he is good, he's looking out for him, always him. And you're like, hey, why are you acting like he's a dick? he's playing in that role, he plays it up. So I feel like y'all expecting this certain morality when he does not live his life. Well, that
also
way.
I think like what used to annoy me about Devin at that time was he played the morality card when you weren't moral in that situation. Your whole goal was to get him to hit you. You bullied him. Bullied him into a corner. You yelled at him and bullied him into a corner and refused to leave him alone, even when he tried to walk away from you several times because he knew he was about to say some foul shit. And I just don't like that. Don't play the moral card after you've already were immoral. That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, and I remember that season, that reunion, everyone like left. It's because Ashley, I think she recently lost her dad too. And so people thought it was just too foul. Mm-hmm. It was too below the belt. Mm-hmm. And like, I guess it was below the belt. I don't know what else Bananas could have done though for him to fucking leave him alone.
Yeah.
So,
other than punch him, and he wasn't allowed to do that.
No, because he was again looking out for Bananas. He wanted to win that season.
Yeah.
Really didn't. But another, like, attribute to Devin's intelligence, because I think in that moment it was full emotion and, like, what can you expect from that situation? But, like, Devin managing to convince Tony to say Banana's name. What was it? Vendettas 2. Mm-hmm. And I remember that moment. I remember rewatching it. And when I found out they were friends, I'm like, oh, now I know it's Gaggy. Like, oh, my. I love that's a compilation. It's in all the compilations. When you look up iconic moments of the challenge, that.
A backstabbing friend moment. That's like.
Top, always.
That's the top one.
Even like when you talk about like.
Zach was gagged.
Leroy was gagged. Nelson was gagged. You at home was gagged. That's Leroy in the confessional.
Yeah.
Even when it like.
Even TJ's gagged. TJ's face was.
Was like. Okay.
All right.
And Bananas adamant to this day, he's like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
That was he's like, that was arguably almost worse than Sarah.
Speaking of Tony.
It's Tony time.
Yeah, I think that's also a Devin and Tony hand in hand. One of comboed the most Excellent. Memorable moments of the challenge. Yeah, is when he voted Bananas down.
Tony, I don't think he's had a long challenge career, but he's had like a pretty like active one.
Yes.
Because like, I think the only time we've seen him gone home quick was really just All Stars 4.
Yeah.
You know, and that was like a personal issue. But Tony is like a tank. First of all, he's huge. And and he can eat anything. He can down fucking anything. Mm-hmm. Remember he ate that bowl of mayonnaise?
Yeah.
You were just like, I don't know if I can watch it. This is like, he was like, he ate it like. Like with ice cream.
Like, nasty. I can't fucking eat it. Yeah, no. I mean, I love Tony. He has, like, a great personality. He used to, like, be, like, definitely a
playboy.
A playboy, a drunk.
That's right. Yeah.
My gosh.
Wasn't he, I think this is the one he went home early or he got, like, reprimanded. He was, like, I think he went home. He was drunk and I think he was teammates with Camilla.
Yeah.
And...
That's a toxic pairing. I've never heard of one before in my life. I remember when that season first dropped, I'm like, that's a horrible combination.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah, that's a horrible combination. I'm glad he's, like, definitely a lot better. He's definitely a lot calmer. He's just, like, you know, he's definitely just, like, a good time guy now.
Yeah.
It's Tony time.
Yeah, I was so excited to see him in All-Stars 4, and I hope he doesn't leave as quickly as he did.
Hope everything, like, works out with him.
Yeah.
Worked out in that situation.
And then next one, I'd say another challenger, like, the best to not win, Corey.
Yeah. Remember when he slammed...
Remember when he slammed Tony?
It's so funny, because I feel like a lot of these challengers, a lot of their most iconic moments, they're intertwined with each other, aren't they?
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, in the trailer, they called them, like, the romantic or, like, one, because there is a lot of exes and old pairings and a lot of, like, intertwinedness here. Mm-hmm. And Corey was another player, but that particular time when he I can't believe it was over Pasta. You told me that before I saw it for the first time. Over You're Pasta. Like, they fought over Pasta. I'm like, was it good? Like,
Pasta?
Was that?
I don't know. It must have been.
Tony sat on it, then threw it out. There's like, oh, let's just get rid of it. I sat on it. And Corey's like, so you disrespected me.
When drunk people get slightly offended, it's actually fucking bonkers.
Yeah. I think Corey, you know, I do root for Corey, not as much as, like, Leroy. It's because Corey, I think he used to just pair himself with people I didn't, like, root for as much. Mm-hmm. Like, I never rooted for Devin as much because I didn't think he could win as much.
I remember when his first season, I rooted for him a lot because he was on a season with Ashley.
Oh.
Yeah, that was his first, like, and I like that they were, like, newbies who were doing, like, exceptionally well. So I'm like, okay. And they got really far.
Because it's rare for rookies to do super well.
Yeah.
When there's vets.
Yeah. Then they went down to their first elimination. I believe it was like, there was like five people left and they just missed the final. It was like, damn. That sucks.
I think Corey's been to two finals. Two or three. And like, what was it? I remember when it gets to that point, I'm just like, is he gonna do it? He doesn't.
No.
But I think Corey is so close, and these are stacked boys. All of these boys are not layups. We got strength, we got intelligence, we got endurance, we got crazy, and we got humble. Yeah. We got it all. We really do got it all. Some of these are almost like all rounders.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good like match up when it comes to the guys on that side.
And after ladies,
This is like one of the faces of the challenge, right? I would now, say of recent years. Tori,
Tori Deal,
we love her.
Yeah, jersey
represented. So we always keep it with her,
but she's a Pisces, so she's a little messy.
She a messy bestie.
I was like, she's messy. I think she's musty. I'm like, how do you know that?
Never met her. I said messy. She's a messy bestie. Gosh.
You're like, I'm sorry, Tori.
I'm sorry, Tori. Matter of fact, I'm sorry to anyone who's ever watched the challenge. I can't, like, my words today are just, the wires on my brains are just, I don't know. Can't tell you.
What was it? Tori came out the gate dirty 30, like, really strong.
Yeah.
Like, I remember people, like, she was a rookie, so they're never going to think much of her.
Yeah.
But she always was, like, really on top of it.
Yeah.
She's always been really strong.
Yeah.
And I think it's, like, sometimes it's, like, a puzzle.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe, like, you know, not enough, like, friends. And that's when she's right before, you know.
Final.
Yeah. But she won with Devin.
Yeah.
That was a cool win.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, they were both on Are You the One? Yeah. And then, like, in the challenge career, they stopped being friends because they had, like, separate games. And, Tori takes it a bit more personally being the Pisces.
They were both on separate seasons of Are You the One.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, like, what began the beef, but they started really hating each other.
It was like a culmination. Their games just weren't entwined with each other, so they were in each other's way. And like, Tori feels a bit more being a Pisces.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
feels a bit more. And what was it? Yeah, Tori. I think it was a double. No, I think double agents or spies. Lies, spies, and allies. Where she her man of the season was, oh my God, what's his name? He just won.
It's Dirty 30.
Ooh. I'm not talking about Dirty 30. No, he just won. He's the Walmart version of Jordan. Emmanuel.
Yes.
Emmanuel. That was his boy toy of that season. And it was Devin and Emmanuel in elimination. And remember, this is when Tori pissed us off because she was giving away the puzzles to Emmanuel. And it's just like, I thought they were both your friend. And Nelly was like on her like, Tori, are you fucking serious? It's just like, I want them both to win. I'm like, then shut up. Because you were giving Emmanuel the answers. That was, if I was Devin, and that's when they were mending their friendship. And I was just like, who? And they're still friends now.
Yeah.
But that would have pissed me off. I'm like,
yeah.
You're like, I want them both to win. I'm just like, you don't know this man. I am your friend.
Yeah.
And you're giving him the answers. I remember I was like, Tori, come, Tori.
Yeah. And Emmanuel was a weirdo. I don't like Emmanuel.
He's not likable.
He's not like fun. To like watch on TV.
What's that Sesame Street puppet that's in the garbage?
You're crazy for that.
That's what he looked like.
You're gonna pop it up right here?
Beep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Tori's a strong girl. She's always like, every time she's like, we're ready for her to kill it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember that, but there's sometimes moments, I don't know if she gets in her head, mm-hmm. where she does like, she just, you know, it's not her day. Remember that elimination with Anissa? Where they had to both pull a crate filled with balls. Oh,
she couldn't figure it out.
And she couldn't
fucking do it. I was like, Tori, I can't even believe it.
Because I remember
it was just... Tori, I can't even believe it.
Like, Tori versus Anissa. Tori got this no problem. Tori couldn't figure out the thingy. And Anissa could. All the balls fell. And then she had to throw the balls through, like these sheets of paper and like hit all like targets. And Anissa did it. And Tori gave her all the time in the world. Tori was like, what? How'd you do it? Mm-hmm. I remember that was a frustrating one because we're like, Tori, get it together.
All right. So next we have Naya.
Naya.
She doesn't really have like a lot of challenge experience. She was kicked off the show because she had an altercation with Jordan. She ended up dating Jordan and got back on the show.
And in the trailer, we see her kissing Kylan.
Wowzers.
Initially, I was like, cute. Is that Jordan? That doesn't look like Jordan. That does not look like Jordan.
That's kind of cute, though. I can see that. So Jordan's in a house with, like, two of his exes. But he seems like a chill guy. So maybe it will be fine.
Yeah, it seems like he can get over things faster than others. Yes.
Well, I think he wants to be mature about things. So he's mature.
Yeah, because like if like they're not together, they're not together, and that's the tea.
It's the tea. It is what it is. When things don't work out, things don't work out.
Yeah, I don't know much about what was it, Naya's like stats.
She doesn't really have too many. She did win an elimination on the All Stars. Mm-hmm. She did pretty well on the All Stars. When Jordan went home, she was like, I don't know if I can do this. She was really down on herself. And then I think she made it pretty far into the final. She did like a pretty good job.
Oh, so that's right.
I think like she just needs to really believe in herself because she's like, she's strong. She like, she can absolutely do it. So hopefully she's with a good group of people. And I think that'll... She adds for a tough team. If she can believe in herself.
Now, Amanda.
She's Betsy. And we love that for her. She's an iconic villain.
She's the craziest Libra.
Yeah.
Ever. Amanda, I think... hold on. Mm-hmm. Amanda, I think she plays into the villainy. And she really loves it. Because she's just so ready... Mm-hmm. It's like she like look the way she looks at people sometimes, like, how am I gonna fuck up your day?
Yes, I think it's so funny
because even like what was the challenge is releasing little promo clips, we've seen it on YouTube, and it was Michelle, Amanda, and Olivia reacting to Olivia backstabbing Nerese. That's what happened on Challenge 39. Mm-hmm. And Amanda looked at Michelle like, hey, that's your fucking fault, you know, you're a bitch, you manipulated Michelle. Deny. And Amanda told her, it's just like, well, yeah, you're a manipulative bitch, but, you know, it's you, so you're not going to take accountability. And who else are you going to fuck this season, since that's your only storyline? Which is crazy. Amanda's the type of person that would yell misogyny and then be misogynistic right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's very hypocritical. Because, like, how are you going to say people are misogynistic on the challenge and then body count Michelle? But also, you know.
Right? Body count Michelle, do it to Jenna.
Yeah.
My goodness.
But also, you know, fuck Michelle.
Amanda doesn't have the best stats. She's a competitor, not a finalist, not a champ.
No, she's there, though.
She tries.
I think she fucks people over mentally. I think she gets to people mentally. They don't want to be in the house with her so bad.
You know what it is? I think she's fueled by the hate, because sometimes I don't see an end game for some of this mental fuckery she delivers to people. Mm-hmm. She's one of the villains that just wants to see the world burn, because it never really works out with her in the end.
No.
And it's so funny, because even in the trailer we see her, well, it's the way it's edited, she's looking at Tori and saying, I didn't like you then, don't like you now, and I won't like you tomorrow. Cool, you're my teammate. Mm-hmm. Lord. So Amanda's really there to just put, like, fuel to the flame.
She's here to get this little challenge paycheck, right? And I don't think she's really there to win, because she's like, either way, I'm a be a bitch, you know?
I think part of her, like, I think she does want to. It's like she never doesn't try unless it's part of a plan, you know, throwing and all. But, like, I think she tries her best, but I think she knows that she's not the best competitor.
Yeah.
Our next girl is Avery. Now, Avery kind of annoyed us season 4 All-Stars.
I think Avery's boring. Next! Yeah, no, I just don't think she has much of a political game. She's trying to get by without having a political game. I guess she can perform. She did win a challenge on...
Yeah, I think this is her third or fourth challenge season. Like, she's not even on a lot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like...
I don't think she's a star stuff. I think this is one of those people who could have been replaced.
Yeah. This is, like... They called other people and she was, like, Plan C.
Yeah,
so sorry.
I think if you can, like, unfire, what's her name?
Ashley.
I don't know what she did. But if you could unfire her to replace one of the people, she would be the one replaced.
I thought on the challenge, she supposedly outed Josh.
Yes. But Josh hasn't said anything yet. And Ashley alluded to something along those lines. I believe Devin. So,
what did Devin say?
Because apparently Devin was one who was super offended by what she said and told the producer that she has to be kicked out immediately.
Mm. Okay.
But yeah, I do think she's definitely one of those people that could have been replaced by anyone. Like, I just don't think she's exciting.
I do think Ashley's definitely more of a this era game changer.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's on the no call list. And
she wasn't called.
She wasn't?
And yeah, well, she couldn't have been. She's suspended.
I don't know if it's like a permanent ban. Like, I would love to know what she said. Just because, like, we're all left, like, should we root for her to come back? Should we not? Like, what happened?
I don't know. I do think there has to be an apology if that's what happened.
Yeah.
But she said it like, she was like, but, like, people have said way worse stuff. That doesn't make what you said okay.
Yeah.
So... apology necessary.
It's like, I just stabbed him. Other people would have shot him. Okay. But yeah, Avery, let's see. Because, like, it seemed like she was more like, I don't know anyone here. And she relied on like, a friend's. So I hope she feels more, she believes in herself more. Because that's where she faltered. John A. Now, she is a two-time winner?
Yeah, two times. Yeah.
Okay, bitch.
Queen. Love her. Love John A.
John A was definitely like an underdog when we first saw her on All Stars.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
Oh, no, definitely not. She came on, the first season she came on was with Leroy. It was with that season with Leroy. Ah. They were both newbies. And she came partners with, I forgot her name. Love her.
Sure.
Having a whole moment. You know her too. She was on the recent season of All Stars and she was like, start with an A and ends with an A. She's what Alana? We call, yes, she was like, she talked about her. She was like, she's, you know, she's toxic as fuck, and I really don't want her near me. You remember her?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
she was
yes.
partners with her. They were both together first time season. And yeah, I think like the first time she came in, I think she picked a fight with Laurel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Jeanne made a lot of noise. Eventually she started dating Zach. That didn't work out because Zach's an asshole. So then was partnered on him with him on Battle of the Exes, where he pretty much, verbally accosted her and said that she would never win one of these things. And she did twice.
More than him. Boop! Period. So that is the Game Changers. What was... I know we talked about, like, people that we thought were missing. Like if I mean, if it's over for Ashley, it's over for Ashley. But I think Ashley would definitely have been here.
Yeah.
I think if Zach was not on the no-call list, he'd be here. He
would have been here, yeah. I can't think of... Jenna.
Jenna.
Nani. Yeah. I think these would have been more suitable replacements.
Yeah, I was expecting Nani to be... The last time Nani was at a challenge was when she came in second?
Yeah.
That was probably a bad loss.
Yeah, it's tough. That was a tough one.
Because, like, her mom died.
She came in second twice in a row. Damn.
I know. That was a rough loss. Rough. Yeah. Rough. So that's probably why she didn't come back, since maybe it was a little fresh, maybe a lot of emotion. But Nani would have been one I would have loved to see.
Yeah. I want to see her get her win. And being on a teammate with all those women, I think, like, that's a good standing.
Yeah. What was it? But either way, I think this is a pretty... the males are pretty stacked. I think there might be a bit of turmoil, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, what was it? Devin and Jordan, I think they kind of made amends.
Everyone hates Amanda.
I think that's, yeah, it's probably Amanda's going
to... Devin and Tori did make amends. They're always with each other.
What was it? Devin, Tori, and Jordan, they made amends. Well, Devin had, like, like when he was partners with Tori that season.
I think Tony made amends.
Oh, okay. But, like, I think they have, like, pretty bad history. Like, this team, it could go really well or really bad.
Yeah.
This is another one that's like, ooh.
But this Freshers team, ooh, they got some history over there. So let's get into them.
Now, Era 4, what do they call them? The new generation?
Yeah.
Well, let's go with the first boy, Kylan. A fucking standout.
Yes, absolutely a standout. He is, like... there's only two people to have taken out as many rookies as many vets and as many assassins her, and it's Cam. So they've both taken out a total of 5 assassins in only one season. Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Because, like, Cam, we know Killer Cam came with a plan.
Killer Cam and Killer Kylan.
There you go. Look at that. Because, Kylan, really, I think this would be his third season. He's very, very new to the challenge. Yeah. And he's absolutely impressive.
Oh, we forgot to mention Cam, the last one. Cam would either be in the last one or this one.
That's right. But she was too busy having a child. Yeah. Congratulations.
No, Cam would definitely be in the new generation. Would she be a newbie? Yeah, because 31.
Yep, yeah. She would be new. She'd be right here, but unfortunately not. But Kylan, was absolutely a fan favorite. People fell in love with Kylan after, what was it, 39? Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I was, like, super, like, impressed with him with during the other seasons, but during this one, yeah, I really
Enjoyed him. Like, what was it? His first season was, like, a USA, and then his second one was 39. This is his third.
Yeah.
So, like, the USA one, there were so many new people, I can't even remember him on there.
Yeah.
And Kylan just started kicking ass, and eventually you couldn't help but, like, root for him, because it's like, god damn it.
Like, Cam, Horacio, and Nerys, like, we were like, come on, pull it through.
Yeah. Because
they weren't Jay and Michelle. Theo. Theo's tall.
Theo's an Olympian, isn't he? Like, he did long running or something.
God damn, he's tall as shit.
Which he's too big for no reason.
Yeah.
But what was it? Theo, his first season, I think he made it to the end.
Yeah,
I think
he did partners with Kara at first, right?
Yeah, and I believe he was second or third. Mm-hmm. He won money his first season.
Yeah.
He really kicked ass.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those people. Kara is expected to have her back, and she's going to be confused when he doesn't because she never calls anyone.
It really gets me. But, like, Theo is, like, another beast. We haven't seen a lot of him. I mean, like, he comes from the UK. I think his the first, like, what was it? Television journey was, Love Island.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But he's a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's always like he's fucking gargantuan as fuck.
Big.
And
tall.
Yes. And people are analyzing the trailer. They think he's going to be in a hall brawl with Polly.
Another one.
Yes, another one. Mm. Which is the next one. I actually didn't plan that at all. Fucking Polly. This is not
he
one.
He doesn't have not one good this challenge is, moment. I'm going to be honest.
Listen, this is one where I'm like, oh.
Every time I think about Polly, I just think of him like cursing out the whole house. And then when it got to Brad and Zach, they looked at each other
and just burst out laughing because he's mad that he kept losing. The thing is, Polly's entire challenge career has been disappointment and cringe, and he still has that fucking mouth on him.
Yeah,
still chatting game.
Well, he had like that whole sistery with Kyle.
What? Oh, rivalry. Is that what you meant?
I said history.
Oh, I heard sisterly. I'm like, no. Oh,
my bad. This whole, like, history, like, this whole storyline with him, Kyle, and Kara.
Oh, would Kyle be on this? Would be Era Fund?
Would be this era.
Fuck! Why didn't we? God damn it!
That's his replacement, by the way. Who else is there? Josh's replacement.
I think Kyle's filming like a reunion Geordi Shore.
Boring. Boo, boo, boo. Tomatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Come back on the challenge.
I think Geordi Shore is where he, you know, started out in television. So like, yeah, he was gonna go back to his roots, to his fam, to the OG shit. Congratulations. Fuck, why aren't you on this season?
Stupid.
But what was it? Polly, yeah, from him fucking up the final World Awards 2. What was it? That Vendetta's... No, that was the Final Reckoning season. Shit the bet on that one. Even in USA seasons. Shit the bet on that one.
Yeah.
It hasn't been impressive at all. It was World Awards 2 where he was cocky before he went into this challenge where they had to swing on a rope above water. Mm-hmm. He's like, these guys are going to be shocked how fast I'm going to do this. They're going to be impressed. Like, was it? Because I'm just that type of animal. And he did not complete it. Fell. And Kara's like, baby, you could do this. And Carmaria was the reason for that feud with him and Kyle, because Carmaria was in love with Kyle, and Kyle was just like, we were just having fun, I don't know what's going on, even though he kind of like let her on.
I would say he definitely slightly let her on.
Yeah.
Believing the rings inside her bed, I'm like, yo, you're fucking annoying.
Yeah, Kyle's crazy.
Okay, so men, when you don't like a girl, like, and you know you're not gonna date them, even if you like them a lot, you know you're not going to date them. Fucking leave them the fuck alone.
Especially Jesus the crazy Christ. Ones.
Stop feeding the crazy.
But Polly, yeah. I was hoping not to see him for a while. I
keep seeing him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he'll last this season. I hope he doesn't last this season. And, even recently, like, we talked about it last episode, him yapping that the oldies need to move on and get ready for the new people.
In order for that to happen, you need to get better.
Yeah, you're not the new people that we're looking for. Mm-mm. And now the next one is Horacio.
We love Horacio.
Horacio is a fucking unit.
Yes! He's a beast. He alluded to this season maybe being his last.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, he gets invited onto other competition shows. And I'm sure the challenge doesn't pay him a lot. And apparently they're complaining about conditions, so why would he not move on to another
show? I think he came from Ixatlan, which is, I think, is like a Mexican type of challenge thing. I think it's Mexican. Sorry if it's not. And he occasionally goes back to that in between the challenge seasons. And if it's his last season, that's really disappointing, because, like, I think he could do really well. I think he just doesn't want to sacrifice the fact that he has to get a little grittier. With the dirty.
When it comes to the challenge, he needs a better social game. I think he'd be going in a lot less if he had a better social game, and that would be better for him, because I really do think if he gets into a final, I really do think he's like one to watch.
Absolutely. Like, and like, I think a lot of people love him. I think the people who don't, it's like their perception, or it's because he's a competition. I can't, like, besides him not having, he needs a better political game. That's really what it comes down to. Because then he could, he's unstoppable.
Next, we got Crybaby Josh.
You know what? I've been low key missing the drama of Josh.
What's 4x4?
Quickly! Because when you think of Josh's career in the challenge, it's disappointing and it's funny. That's the difference, Polly. Yours is disappointing and cringy. There's a bit of humor to Josh. And sometimes Josh can like dish out. Listen, he's Dominican. He can dish it out a bit. What was it? The first, when he thought, I think this was Total Madness, when Josh was just like, you know, me and Wes, I know you're always going to gun for me and I'm going to gun for you. And Wes is like, no, I don't think you're at my level. I don't think you're worth me gunning for. He's like, okay, so you're saying that we're villains for life. No, Josh, that's not what I'm saying. I don't
care about you. No, ma'am. Not interested.
And then, I mean, dying, yo, because Josh really thought, he's just like, he was like, I don't know if he's playing mind games with me, but like, I know that's, I don't don't got a friend in Wes. And then when what was it, him and Polly got into a fight and almost got like kicked out. He got Wesy kicked off because they got into a fight. No, did what I say? Fessy. Sorry,
you said Westy.
Oops. Tired. But was it Josh versus Fessy got sent home because he swung at Josh, and he got into a fight with Devin. Like, what was it? A lot of that
song playing in the background. I get so emotional.
That took us out. We're like, God, yo, the editors of MTV are petty.
Oh, that was so good.
But what was it? And the War of the Worlds season, where like I think that was the first World of Worlds, where then Polly and Josh stopped being friends, and in the reunion they're arguing back and forth, and Polly's just like, oh, Crybaby Josh, are you gonna cry right now? And Josh is like, I'm gonna cry all the way to the bank that you don't fucking got, because Josh won his Big Brother season, Polly didn't. Polly's legacy on television is losing. I'm not even gonna hold you.
He kind of ate you up with that. Remember when he did that cringy ass dance?
Oh my god. My god, that was awful. Rewatching that is awful.
I'm so happy. If Kara and him are not together, I'm really happy, because she was really, yo, Polly was really bringing your street cred down.
Yo, when he thought he was so slick doing that dance, like, oh, I'm so goddamn untrustworthy, and then it cuts to Bananas, like, ugh.
Honestly, like, I was making that same face. I was like, and then Bananas, like, I was like,
ugh.
Why are we making the same face? Disgusting.
So I'm, like, I'm here for Josh to bring the drama, the dramatics, but competing, he's always falling a bit flat. Let's see if, you know, he's had a bit of a sabbatical. We haven't seen him
sabbatical. I love that word.
We haven't seen him a couple seasons, so maybe.
I do think this is a very, like, mid group of men. Once they get rid of Polly and Josh. I actually think that's a pretty stacked group.
Yeah. Now to the girlies.
Oh my gosh, Nerissa! She's one of my new faves, 100%.
The people's winner.
Yes, she's like Princess Diana of the challenge, you know?
Yeah.
She loses, it don't matter, she won.
Nerys went through hell in high water season 39. She, like, and that was just her second season again. Yeah. And, like, even, like, vets would be like, Nerys is a beast. Like, yeah. They're like, you know, they kind of look at each other like, yeah, she kind of won low-key. Emmanuel was like, eh.
Yeah. I mean, Emmanuel skated by, only really had to perform when it came to the final.
Yeah.
And Nerys performed. She worked her ass off. She performed socially, politically, and in the fucking game. She fucking killed it.
Absolutely, yeah. She took out Rossi and Kylan. She's much stronger than people, like, let her on to be. And I think she discovered it in herself. Mm-hmm. And I hope she's back, you know, back on, like, that same, like, rhythm. Like, don't lose that momentum. Fucking Olivia.
She's a backstabber. She... Ooh, I came into this season and she's definitely what I was rooting for. I was rooting for her and Horacio.
A 39, yeah. To get
their comeback. And,
yeah, because 38, I thought Horacio and Olivia had it.
Oh, yeah, 38, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the 38, Horacio and Olivia had it until she busted her fucking face in, bro.
Yeah, No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, yeah, I felt so bad for her because it's just such a, like, small little mistake that, like, fucked up her face. And then fucked up their win.
Yeah, seen Horacio cry and, like, her cry, like, both of, like, oh my god, chill, yo, that shit.
What was it? Even Bananas was like, that was probably one of the worst injuries I've heard on the challenge. Like,
ooh, that just ear-wise. Give you chills. And then, like, I don't know what's Olivia's deal, because coming into 39, it seems like she needs verbal validation, because, like, she's like, me and Horacio haven't spoken game at all. Horacio, like, he's like, you're my friend, so there's nothing else to say. Yeah. And Olivia, it seemed like she needs constant validation verbally. Mm-hmm. Even when they were together on 38, when, like, they, like, messed up a daily challenge, and Horacio took a breather because he was upset, and she's like, why isn't he coming to talk to me to, like, comfort me? And that's probably how he deals with a loss, and how you deal with it. You need someone there, and he needs a moment. So that was just different, like, communication styles. But it seems like Olivia takes it super personal, and then it seems like she's not confrontational either. So no one's talking to each other. She's just gonna presume, and then she presumed right into fucking Michelle and Jay's fucking game, which is why 39 was so annoying.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not glad to see Michelle back.
Michelle is a boring game player, and she manipulates the game in a very boring way. She manipulates the game without having to get her hands dirty, but she's also unentertaining as a person. So it's just very tough for me to watch Michelle on TV. And it's very sad because she's from Jersey. So it's like, I wanted to root for her, but she's, like, not fun.
And it's every time there's a critique on her, she's super defensive and absolutely doesn't see it at all. It's never her fault. It's always a circumstance. It's situational. But her life is a sitcom. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never on her hands. When that's absolutely every time.
Yeah.
How, when she wins and when she fails.
Yeah.
Casey...
I like Casey.
I love Casey. And
she's boring politically, personality-wise. But when she gets on the challenge field, how can you not root for her?
Oh, yeah.
She's the shit.
You're right. You kind of ate, like, you left me speechless for a second. I'm like, boring. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess when it comes to a social game, yeah, she's social not game, good.
She's, well, I mean, I think she has a good social game. She has clear allies. But it's just not exciting to watch on TV. When Casey's talking to someone, I'm never like, ooh, what's the tea? I'm never like that, so...
Because it seems like Casey's not super, like, into the drama, into the she's tea. Very chill. Very, very, like, low-key with it. But
nonetheless, I like Casey.
Yeah, I love seeing... Like, she's definitely a competitor to look out for.
If you're gonna be boring, be exceptionally good at the game.
Oh, yeah.
And Casey, maybe she's boring socially, but she's exceptionally good at the game. And I also love her romance with Nani. So cute.
Yeah.
Love them. So happy for them.
That's why I look, you wish they were on. I know,
right? Miss Nani.
Now, if we want to talk about another player that's a fucking tank, Jenny is back.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting she's back. She's the shit.
I am so glad. She's been... this is her third time on the challenge. She was on World of Worlds We didn't order her fourth. She was on both World of Worlds.
Yeah.
And then she won Total Madness. Mm-hmm. And I remember that one. That one I was like, not that I was surprised, but it was like, okay. All right, Jenny, mm-hmm. let's get a new person winning. Because that was when Bananas got his seventh. Jenny, she's a personal trainer. She looks like she could, like, I don't know, origami my ass. Yeah. She's so strong. And she is someone, she had a good political game, but she's never afraid, never wavers to go into elimination to any challenge. So this is a godsend. If I was thinking about Era 1 and be like, who's going to be in it? Thank God Jenny's there.
Yes. When it comes to, like, it's so funny because Jenny was only in one, but she definitely left an impression. She was in two. Three. You're right. I forgot about the World of the World.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
She's the one who was like, I'm clinically dumb.
No.
Who was that one? Do I think all white English people look alike?
Yeah. Mm. She was also not as nearly as buffed up as Jenny.
Jenny, she's like, look at her in this picture. Like, why do I think she looks even more buff than she's ever have been ever?
I know what girl you're talking about. She never came back because that was an embarrassing showing. And that's what made us realize English people are stupid.
My God.
No, but what was it? I'm trying to think, like, when it come to Era 1,
girls, this is, I mean, for the most part, it's pretty stacked, I would say. Even though Michelle is there, I think Michelle is smart. She's really good at puzzles. I think Olivia's the one, like, sort of weak link. I think, like, she's average at everything.
I mean, I would have rather seen Big T.
Yes. Other than or Olivia.
Amber B.
But Olivia had to come back. Because, you know.
She can come back 41. Yeah. Because we're like, because like MTV, you are going too crazy with the 40 competitors, 40 legends. No.
I'd rather replace Michelle.
I know what you mean.
I'd rather replace Michelle with Big T. Or Melissa.
Actually, if they replace
Michelle and Olivia with Melissa and Big T.
What about Berna?
Don't ask me no more stupid questions.
The smile was wiped from her face, yo.
Stupid questions. Absolutely not, Berna. Never Berna.
Or Raven. I loved Raven her last season. Or
Raven. I would have loved to see Raven in here.
Yeah.
Oh, love to see Raven.
Oh, you know what? Someone I forgot to mention for Era 3. Even though, you know, they're in a bit of legal hot water, Nelly. I'd say Nelly could have been on this season.
Did you see he has, like, a prosthetic now? And he's, like, back to being, like, super athletic. He's running.
Really?
He's like, recovery. He's, like...
I didn't know he lost, like, a limb.
He lost a whole limb.
Fuck, Nelly.
He has a prosthetic, and he's swimming. He's running. He's, okay. like, it's, like, nothing. He's, like, I think one of, like... In my mind, he's definitely like a poster child for like, you can do anything you set your mind to, because he really picked himself back fucking up.
Okay.
Don't drink and drive.
don't do it.
Don't do that.
Well, we are 2 weeks away from filming this, I think.
Yeah.
From the next challenge. Let us know what you think, who should be on this challenge, who shouldn't be.
Follow us on our challenge journey.
By
liking and subscribing. Thank you for watching, and
thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.